There's a famous machlokes between the Chazon Ish and Rav Dessler in response to a story which took place in Bnei Brak somewhere in the early 1950s. There's a person who invited a guest for Shabbos, and it turned out there was some misunderstanding, and the guest, instead of coming to him, went to somebody else. And the first person was left without any guests. And he felt very bad that he didn't have any guests. So he presented, apparently, this dilemma both to the Chazon Ish and to Rav Dessler, who were both in Bnei Brak at the time. And the Chazon Ish said to him, the whole purpose of Chesed is to make sure that the individual has his needs. And Baruch Hashem, the person was taken care of, so there's nothing to feel bad about. And Rav Dessler told him, and says, you rightfully so feel bad, because part of the act of doing Chesed is the impact that it leaves on, not only on the individual, but on you as well. You become a better person by doing Chesed, and you've lost that opportunity. So therefore, it's understandable that you feel bad. And Dessler brought a raya from this week's parasha. Avraham Avinu was seeking out guests. Nobody has any needs. It's very hot out. Everybody's staying home. It's very important to provide needs for people who are traveling. And that's really what Avraham was providing for. He wasn't inviting the neighbors over. He was inviting people who were traveling, didn't have their needs. It's a place to sleep, to eat in the shade, food, and water. And he provided those things for them. So that's very important. But nobody's traveling. There's no needs. So why is Avraham waiting there and seeking out and searching out and feeling bad that he has no guests? So you see, Rav Dessler says, you see that the goal over here was not just that to take care of people's needs, but Avraham Avinu wanted to be able to do chesed, that Avraham Avinu should strengthen his chesed muscles and become a greater person through that. So that's what Rav Dessler said. So it's not recorded how the Chazon Ish responds. The assumption would be that the Chazon Ish's response would be somewhere along the lines that this is a unique situation. Rav Avinu is setting the foundation for Klal Yisrael. He's changing the world. He's been Makar people. He's doing many things, you know, which not him being idle would be a significant loss. Whereas me being idle and not doing chesed does not necessarily have that same type of reaction. But I had the following thought. There seems to be an interesting, when we discuss the mitzvah of Chlosses Arachim and we look for the source, there seems to be a discussion what the source is. The Rambam lists it under the umbrella of V'hafta L'recha Kamecha. There's no pasuk which gives us a command for Chlosses Arachim. We have the story of Avraham Avinu. We have a pasuk in Parshas Yisro, which the Mora in Bamatziah darshins Chlosses Arachim. But it's not very clear. There's not a tzivri over there. It talks about doing it. Which mitzvah are we doing when we do Chlosses Arachim? We're doing behalf to the Recha Kamoicha, the Rambam says. The Sifri, on the other hand, says the source is V'halach Nebidrochav. You should follow Hashem's ways. And one of the action that a Kodesh Baruch Hu does, he's machnas. He takes care of the people in the world. The Shlach Kodesh says he's machnas erech. He's the host and we're the guests. So we should do the same. So I was thinking that if you look at the two sources, we seem to have this machlokes, because if the source is haftarecha kamoicha, we're addressing somebody's needs. The person has no needs. There's no job haftarecha kamoicha. If, however, the mitzvah is, the source is v'halachta bidrochov, the going across Baruch's ways, Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world, the Ramchal says, because the derech of a meitiv is a toy, because he wants to be meitiv. And he had nobody to be meitiv to, therefore he created the world. So he's basically saying there's no needs out there. Let's create needs, let's find needs, and then fill them. Because the way of a toy is he wants to be meitiv. So if we're going in the way of Kodesh Baruch Hu, of a halach to be drachov, we would want to seek out opportunities to be meitiv, because the derech of a toy is to be meitiv. And that seems to be, that's the opinion that Rav Dessler is following. So I don't have an answer to why the Rambam says not like the Sifri, but there seems to be a very significant difference in what the pasuk is the source, how we're supposed to look at the mitzvah of Hachnosa Zorka. Have a good Shabbos.